bongo.
Thank you.
Anthony, come and sit down.
I have to say, I'm really impressed quickly before I do your Viva, while it's in my mind, right? In a piece like that, your band, because you've not had oodles of rehearsals, your band are flying by the seat of their pants, right, as they were. But especially in the quiet bit and all that bit at the end, because of your physical movement and how you directed the band, I thought that was absolutely outstanding. Because that got the quiet bit, that got Sean when he was sort of saying, shit, what's going on here? And he could watch you and everyone, and so well done, all right? That is what's needed. That is why I can give you full marks and interpretive understanding and all awareness, because you're communicating with your band absolutely bang on. But anyway, tell me about what your theme. What's your theme? Examiner will have the bit paper by Adley.
My theme is Cannon, pieces played by Cannon Bradley.
Okay, and who is Cannon Bradley? And tell me about his style and his playing.
He's an alto saxophonist. He was quite active during late 50s, early 60s. Made quite a few recordings then.
Okay. What's his style?
His style is kind of post bebop, kind of not like hard, fast, kind of jazzy, really upbeat. It's more melodious and kind of
evo. So what listening have you done that's led to your interpretation?
I've listened to loads of recordings that he's played on, because he was like recent enough that he's got quite a few recordings.
Give me one specific example of what you've listened to and how it's influenced your playing, and then demonstrate it.
I've been listening to quite a lot of his recordings of Del Sasso and Work Song, just so I can get the solos in my head. Okay. And he plays quite melodically, and occasionally does some quite fast chromatic bits. And he occasionally uses some of the more kind of, well, not musical, but instrumental techniques that aren't.
Show me something that Cannonball Adderley does that perhaps someone else wouldn't do.
He cracks quite a few of his notes, especially, well, in Waltz for Debbie, he does the high F sharp, which is quite difficult to crack or command, but like that, where it kind of doesn't come out.
What's the purpose of that?
It just adds a bit more of a dynamic to the piece, rather than sounding robotically on every note. It makes it sound more organic.
Okay. What made you choose Work Song?
Because blues is a very... I really enjoy playing blues and listening to it. And I feel fairly comfortable playing based around pentatonic scales and modal stuff, which is perfect for this
kind of thing. Have you listened to any renditions of Work Song?
Yeah, I've listened to... Cannonball Adderley's version of it loads of times and just got the solo in my head. I've listened to loads of other people play it.
Such as?
I can't remember.
Right. But how does a different version say... contrast to how Cannonball Adderley did it?
Cannonball Adderley's version is quite a bit slower than most of the other people.
Yeah. What works on?
Yes, fair.
Have you done it at Cannonball Adderley's speed?
I've done it a bit faster.
Alright, fine.
He plays in conjunction with his brother on cornet, so they've got a harmony bit going on.
So if you're doing Cannonball Adderley's style and he does it slower, why have you chosen to do it faster?
Actually, yeah, that's a good point.
Good. All right,
tell me. I just feel like I prefer playing it faster. I feel I'm more comfortable playing it faster.
You're playing it the style of actually playing the piece faster, because that's your
interpretation
choice
of it.
So what's made you do that interpretation faster?
Because I feel I can make it sound better.
Is something you've listened
faster
to? What's influenced that?
Loads of, most of the tracks I've listened to, except the original, most of them play it a lot faster.
Okay. Right. Okay, well done.